Woman's Shearing, Surah Sharon, Sunday, Yom HaLepashas Vayikra, Yud Gimel, Gimel on the Bays, Gimel on the Bays, March 10th, Shear number 8. In the first paragraph of Surah Sharon, which is the Hagdamah, The Hagdama to the Perak Aleph, and we learned that this is a serious matter for study. It's nowhere near as central as what people think it is. How to be an Obed Hashem, how to get close to Hashem, how to fulfill the purpose for which we all came into the world. You say, oh, do as many mitzvahs as you can. It's deeper than that, and also you have to learn how to fight the battles that ensue when you want to do as many mitzvahs as you can. Because the source of the battle is midos, our urges, our desires, our superficiality, the desire for pleasures, what we perceive as pleasures. So you have to learn how to see things correctly and how to avoid the traps of the Yetzer Hara. We started Perek Aleph, which is the Hakdama to the Sefer. And again, Perek Aleph is quite extreme, meaning he says it like it is, and he talks about what the end goal is. Understand, there's steps along the way, and the Sefer is made up of all those steps. And it's a long process. This, the member of Rav Pinchas Ben Yair, step one, step two, step three. Step one, step two, step three, step four. And really, if I call this Halvavus in that, Halvavus also, it's not so clear because Mr. Sharon says he's following Rav Pinchas Ben Yair, who says A maybe lead A B, B maybe lead A C, C maybe lead A D. He says this is the way to go. This each step is clear, and each step brings you up to the next step. But the Lovers doesn't say it in so many words, but it's very clear that his Sha'arim are very ordered, with the foundation being Shar HaYichud, and then Shar HaBechina, and then Shar HaVodos HaLokim, and then Shar HaBitachon, and then Shar HaYichud HaMaisa. The order is supremely logical. So what did we learn so far in Perek Aleph? He says, listen, you have to get clear what you're doing in this world. What's the meaning of life is almost a joke phrase, but it's the wrong question. Unless you mean the real question, which is what's the purpose of life? And we're not going to learn about the purpose of life in general, why Hashem created life, but what's the purpose of your life? And I'm not going to give you the answer to what specifically you're supposed to do, because every person has a different life. Every person has different situations. Every person has different problems. And every person lives in a different century and different parents and was raised differently. And it's like, nobody says that the secret to what you should be doing specifically is here. But we do talk about, because of your goal. The goal is the same for everyone. You know? And the goal is, so the end goal is that you want to bask in the system. You want to have the greatest pleasure imaginable. And the only place that you can do that is Olam Haba, because the greatest pleasure imaginable, not imaginable. That's another point. It's not even imaginable. The greatest pleasure that's not even imaginable is to bond with Hashem, to be enemies of Hashchina, to be close to Hashem, to the best, you know, we can explain it is to understand Hashem, to know Hashem, to feel close to Hashem, to Deikus Hashem, which we can do in this world also, but very a shadow of what it will be when we get rid of our guf and we're in Olam Haba, or Gan Eden. According to the Ramchal, we're going to get back our guf ultimately in Olam Haba, in Gan Eden, which is just the neshama, and it's the guf also in Olam Haba, but a different kind of guf. But that we learn from Baruch Hashem, that's not going to come up in the Sulz Hasharim. This first parak is really more like Derech Hashem, but then he goes off on a completely different track. Maybe she needs some help, do you think? Maybe she needs water or more.
No. We're going to get water.
Fine. So that's the ultimate goal. Why did Hashem make the world? In the words of the Ramchal and Derech Hashem, this is the same Ramchal, by the way, and Derech Hashem, he says the purpose of the world is that Hashem wants to be native, Hashem wants to bestow goodness upon something, so he had to create something to bestow goodness upon, and the ultimate good, the best good, the most intense good, is not if Hashem just gives you a freebie, but if you earn it, it being becoming as spiritual a person as you can, and thus being able to bond with Hashem and Olam Haba. But we have to earn that, and we earn that by being in this world and making wise choices, choices that will bring us to that end. And that's why it says this world is a prosar, this world is a vestibule, this world is the whole world is very short, life is very short, especially if you compare it to eternity, and it's like really short. And but this is the only way to get there. There's no side exits, there's no shortcuts. We go through this world to earn and have the ultimate good in Olam Haba. How do you get there? Mitzvahs, that's why Hashem gave the Torah. Hashem was very kind and open and transparent. He said, here's my Torah, here's my mitzvahs, this is how you bond with me. And you can only do the mitzvahs in this world, the mitzvahs are very are physical, and this is what's going to get you to Olam Haba. And it's only through Bechira, and that's why Bechira is like it. Now we're going to start from the words Baruch Hashem Yistakel Ol B'Dover. So until then we just talked about Bechira and it's a vestibule and you make wise choices and the choices are to do mitzvahs. Baruch Hashem Yistakel Ol B'Dover Tira. You'll see, if you examine the matter further, you'll see that Yashlemus Amiti, the ultimate good, perfection, good, Urakat Veikus Bo Yisbarach. Pleasure is not the transient pleasures that we feel with our bodies, but it's having Veikus Hashem, very hard to know what that means. Like I said, Rashi says, you know Hashem, you feel like you know Hashem. I wouldn't compare it to a spouse, that's what Shira Shirin does. You're in love, when you marry someone, you feel you know them, you can finish their sentences, without them finishing this, you know what they like, what they don't like. That's the bonding experience. That's probably the closest we could call. Maybe a Talmud with a Rebbe, if it's a very special Talmud who like have been by the Rebbe for so many years or decades. You can have some Rebbeim and Talmidim with such a relationship. But that's why Shir HaShirim is the vehicle through which Shlomo HaMelech tells us about the closeness Hashem has to Klal Yisrael, is because, really, in our experience, that is the closest we can come. Romantic love, where you just feel connected to the person. It doesn't have to be romantic love the way the Goyim think romantic love is, but it's the real bonding and keep the same man and his wife, because that's the marshal of Shira Shirin. So that's why I know we're on safe ground there saying it. You feel bonded, you know, and you feel you're one, and you know what they like, and they like telling you, you want to do what they like, you want to find favor in their eyes. And that's the vagus, if you're lovesick, the Rambam describes someone lovesick who's always thinking about the other one, which is always thinking about Hashem, and we know what he likes. It's brought down, even learning Torah is to get a compare it to dating. You know, it's like they develop an idea of what Hashem likes and what he doesn't like. I get to know Hashem by learning the Torah. Anyway, so that's what Shleimus is, which is Tov, Amiti. Being close to Hashem is my perfection. And again, there Hashem, he explains that through Bechira, it's not just a question of earning it, it's really deeper than just earning it, it's being like Hashem. Because I'm a self-made man at a very superficial level. If I make my choices and I therefore become spiritual and I'm therefore able to bond with Hashem, so I'm self-made. Like no one, it's me, I did it, so to speak. So that's like Hashem, who's a self-made. And he doesn't need any outside sources. So we need Hashem to function, of course. But past that, it's me. So I'm most like Hashem when I am making choices. That's what the Ramchal says in Derech Hashem. When it's up to me and I make choices, that's when I'm most like Hashem. Because I can do what I want and do what I choose to do. So, V'omer Ach Hashav V'meis Hashem O Sa'avak Yeshiv V'meis Hashem Kol Yimei Chayai. That's the idea of learning Torah. I explained learning Torah is like a date. And learning Torah gets you to know what Hashem likes and what he doesn't like, gets to know Hashem. He writes Zehu Hatov. You know, again, a man was created to have pleasure, to have good. And this is the only thing that really, this is the best good. Hashem only wants to give the best good. The Chosul has said anything besides that, Yatru B'nai Yodam Hatov, which people consider good, which is comfort, feeling good. Some people like a good steak, some people like a good piece of cake, some people have other pleasures that they like, but nothing, Eina El Hebel Vashom Nisse, it's just a Kavel Havol, futility, nothing, it's transient, it's superficial, as intense as it is, it's going to be gone in a few seconds, doesn't last. Even the most exquisite food only lasts for as long as you taste it, and once it's in your belly, it's all the same. It doesn't matter what you ate. Your belly is full or it's not full, it's the same. You have a memory of the taste for a few more minutes. This is real. This is bonding with Hashem, being told like Hashem, and it's for eternity. It's sublime. That's the real pleasures of sublime. I think most people, if you take physical pleasures, again, this is a very poor example, but it gives us a little taste. If you say, a physical pleasure or listening to an exquisite piece of music, you know, and you're just carried away with the music and it's just uplifting. So they think that's certainly more pleasurable than something you can't be bothered to eat. And, you know, what is it again? This is more exquisite, it's more subtle, it's more fine. But and that's nothing, we're talking about Hashem. Anyway, Omam Lachiyas Gadam Latova Hazos, to get to this place, Roy Sheyamu Vishona, he has the first toil, Vishadu Vyagil, and also he has to reach it with his own efforts. I explained why, not only because then you do two reasons. On one level, it's then you deserve it because you worked for it and you chose wisely. And on a deeper level, then you're more like Hashem. So you can bond more readily with him because you're more like him. In this world, This is very, very important. You can miss this too if it's also sharp. You want to bond with Hashem in the next world. In this world, there's just so far we can go because we're trapped in our physical bodies. But we try, and this is actually one of the mitzvahs I say is to be dovek Hashem. We do mitzvahs. They have as their ramifications, their ripple effect, their totsa'os, they have this closeness with Hashem. In this world, to whatever degree we can, we're doing a mitzvah is not just not something on your checklist that you can check off. It's much deeper than that. It is spirituality. The mitzvah is Torah. The Torah is Hashem. And you're bonding with Hashem when you do a mitzvah. That's why it's so such a huge difference when you do a mitzvah by rote, even if you do it because you have kavona to do the mitzvah, or if you understand it, the way Kabbalah talks about, you understand the mitzvah, you understand what Shabbos is, you understand what challah is, you understand what mezuzah is, you understand what Torah is, you have a feeling, and you connect to the reason, and you connect to what's there. So that's what he says. So that's why, if you're oblivious to what a mezuzah is, you think it's just a good luck charm, so then it doesn't really, okay, you get a mitzvah, it's true, you don't get an aveira, you have a kosher mezuzah on your door, but I don't think it has the bonding power, and if it does, it's very, very weak. It pales in comparison with if you connect through the mitzvahs. You're really supposed to connect through the mitzvahs. That's what we learned with Hagos HaVavos when he has this discussion in Sharabat HaZol HaKin, whether the primary thing is to do to follow the rules, or the primary thing is the Hagos HaVavos. And he ends up saying that the primary thing is the Hagos HaVavos, even though the rules are essential. So that's what Ramchal is saying here. Hey, may my mitzvahs. The mitzvahs is not just collecting enough flyer miles to get into the Olam Haba resort. The mitzvahs are your becoming a neshama and ultimately a guf also, according to Ramchal, that deserves Olam Haba, that could connect to Hashem, that's close to Hashem. So that's what's going on. It's not just a question of how many merits do you earn. Question of how much have you bonded with Hashem in this world, and then you shed the goof, and then that's how you bond with Hashem in the next world, but then you don't have the goof anymore, blocking anything. Well, it's just an amazing experience. So that's the mitzvah. So the mitzvahs create this bond. So the goal is to be Misana Gal Hashem. The place to be Misana Gal Hashem is in the next world. But Hashem created the pathway to the next world. You can't just pop in with a parachute. You gotta make your way to the next world. You make the way to the next world through living in this world and making the choices to do the actions which get you into the next world. And it's much deeper than that. To do the actions which bond you to Hashem even in this world, to whatever degree it can, since we're still stuck with the physical. And then when we shed the guf, then the neshama bonds with Hashem to whatever degree you bonded with Hashem in this world. Much more intense, but the same degree. If a person was capable of 100% bonding, let's say Moshe Rabbeinu is capable of 99% bonding, right? So that means he was bonding 99% when he was alive. It wasn't as intense as if that he shed his goof, but that's the amount that you'll be bonding. That's what you create with your own actions in this world. And you earn it. But now he goes on to elaborate on the earning. And again, the earning is also two levels, meaning more superficial and deeper. First of all, you earn it because it's better. When we earn something, we feel better about it than it's given to us as a freebie. And deeper, when we earn it, we are emulating Hashem, because we are making the choices, and that's part of the bonding with Hashem, is being like Hashem. Life is not easy. See, when we say life is not easy, we usually mean all the tzaros we have, getting, navigating life. Too numerous to mention, right? Everybody's life is full of problems, even tragedies. We forget about that it's good to wake up in the morning and be alive. Hopefully, Birchas HaShachar puts us in a better mood, because we can walk, and we can see, and we can think, and we can eat, and we can, okay, etc., etc., etc. But still, life's circumstances, tough. It's a tough. But Hashem put us here for a reason. But he's not even talking about that. That might be the biggest gift he gave you, because the real problem is that we're dragged down by our guf. We're dragged down by things we want, and we're dragged down by our desire for kavod, and our desire for having a social standing, and our desire for things that give me the rush of pleasure of olam hazeh, and that pulls me down, because I want to talk lashon hara, and I want to take the kama, and it's very hard to concentrate by davening. And a man is very hard to be constantly ready to learn Torah, and to keep it up. Aim can be very hard, and the older parents are, we're all like, I told my sister the other day, I said, you know, when we were younger, you told your kids, you have to visit this old uncle you have in Eretz Israel. You know, they told us, you know, you have to make your way somewhere, and you go, oh man, I want to visit these old people. And I said, we're those old people now. our grandchildren are coming to seminary. They, you know, I have to visit this guy, Chaim, he's in Sanhedrin. Oh, we don't want to visit old people. Come on. But, we are those old people now. Okay, we're old.
About Hashem,
right? But we have other things that take us away from Hashem. It can happen that sorrows take you away from Hashem, but not as much as chomer, tithes, guf, feeling good, you know. Physical with physical people. And that's what the Mesul Hasharm says. And everything else is an asayah. Everything's an asayah. And, you know, how do you look at sorrows? Well, that's what we have in there, Hashem. There's so many different ways to look at sorrows. Because every neshama has his own journey in life. And this is my journey. And this is what I have to overcome. And this is what keeps me on my toes, and this is what my nisayon is. It's like so varied. But here he's talking about the basic battle between the Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer Tov. Yehimim ha-taylus ha-chumriyus ha-shem yimoshech ha-chreyem. If you are not spiritual, and you don't constantly inspire yourself to bond with Hashem, yinehu mishrachik v'holik min ha-tov ha-miti. You sink further and further down, busy with other things. Person is, look, this is the classic Yiddish type 101. We're made up of a guf and a neshama. And the guf wants to have guf things, and the neshama wants to have neshama things. That's a struggle. Ultimately, you can solve the struggle by only doing physical things that are a mitzvah, that Hashem wants you to do. And you turn the physical into spiritual. That's ultimately the resolution of the struggle. But the struggle is between the guf and the neshama. And that's out of Mesilas Yesharim, the last thing is Kedusha, where we sanctify the physical. But the basic thing is a Melchama. He called it Yoni Ha'olam. Now he's talking about everything, all the circumstances of the world. Are all in the Sion. Ben Latol Ben Lamuto, that's an expression. Ben Latol Ben Lamuto, because you don't want to say the opposite of Tol. So it's a colloquial, idiomatic expression. You say Ben Latol Ben Lamuto, because you ever see it, you know what it means. It's, you know, it's, you don't want to say the opposite of Tol. So you say Ben Latol Ben Lamuto. Inehein, Misyonos, La'odom, everything's in there. He does switch. And in the beginning of the sentence, he talked about Taivas and Guf and Chomer pulling you down in the battle between the Guf and the Neshama. Now, so there's a constant battle. And now he says, it's like this concentric circle. It's like the outer circle is also a constant battle. The circumstances that you live in. How are you going to deal with those circumstances? It's also a battle. He's calling Yoni Ha'olam, Bein Latov, Bein Lamut, Vinei Heim, Nisyonos Lodom. This is extremely famous, if not phrase, but idea, that everything in the world is a Nisyon. Every circumstance is a Nisyon. And this is really creates difficulty, and I have never resolved. Well, could, you know, Torah talks about punishment. Sometimes things are a punishment. But he says everything's a Nisayon. Only Mitzarecha, but Oshim Mitzarecha. Everything has an element of Nisayon. You have to figure out how to deal with all situations. Even though we would say intuitively, Oni is a Nisayon, Osher is a Gishmak. Right? Strife is a Nisayon, Shalom is a Gishmak. But everything has its own rules and its own Nisyonos. If you're Osher, Peninya, Kinyan, Shomer, Shlomo, Pen Ezba, Vechichashti, Vemarti, Mi Hashem. That's, why does he call it the Pasuk here? I mean, it's many Tzukim and Chumash talk about Pen Yisrael, about Chem, the Sarkem, about the Tem, the Machivim, the Shachavisim, the Lohem. The Soba, Lachal, the Soba, but I think this part of Gemishle puts both in the same sentence, so you can see the contrast. And not the contrast, you can see the point of everything is in the Soyam. And Ezba, I'll be fooled, the Chikashni, and I'll deny, or Marki Mi Hashem. And I'll say, Kochi Votsum Yodi. Uveni Vorez, Ugonavti. Now I might be impoverished, and I'll steal just to make ends meet. Ironically, again counterintuitively, Osher has proven to be the more difficult adversary. Hashalvo mitzarechod, tranquility, peace, you're calm, by Yisurin mitzarechod. And then there's Yisurin, it's in the Sayon. You know, we don't sometimes think of it as the same. We think of it as, oh, this is what's happening in my life. But it's happening. But it's in the Sayon. Hashem is creating the circumstance to see how you will handle this question of Shalom, or how do you deal with Yisurin? See that we understand more readily than how do you deal with Shalom. Hashinimus ha-mocham ha-elefonim ha-achar. Things are tough, you wonder where Hashem is. Why isn't he helping you? Does he really love me? Things are going well, you have to avoid Teichavet Simeoni. Vimiel ben Chayel, strong soldier, Vienatseach ha-molchama mikol ha-tzdodim, no matter what they throw at you, you beat back. Uyiyah adam ha-sholem, asher yizkun yidolik v'boro, v'yeshim en ha-prozor ha-zeh, v'yam yizkun chaplin, or leor v'or ha-chayim. V'minenem yizkun ha-shchina. If in this world he bonded, he'll bond even more kosher in the next world. Ukfi Hashir Ashakarish Yisro, the Ta'avosov, which we said takes a lot of spiritual energy to do that. And he stayed away from things that keep him away from Hashem. He'll have a connection to Hashem, and he'll have simcha, and he'll become ultimately eternal as well. So till now we talked about what a person's goals should be, and it's really somewhat selfish, right? It's about just the person. Now he's going to expand our horizons. You have time to go there, and you go deeper. So he says two things. He says the whole world was created to help people in this quest of theirs. The more in Sanhedrin says, the world was created to help people. Whether it's with Parnassa or anything else, to help them in this quest. And to use the Tiraki, Olam Nivra L'shima Sha'odam, the bad way, but now we have a problem with Kalkel Ha'olam Imo, because you're not letting the world serve the purpose for which it was created, which is to help you serve Hashem. If you're not serving Hashem, so these are inanimate objects that are all kosher along with your actions. The Mushole Batsmo controls himself. It is but for Boro. Mishtamish in a holom rakwils will seal that holds of Boro. He uses this world in order to better be able to serve Hashem. So then, if he can keep his mind focused on that, he attains greatness, and the world attains greatness because it enabled him to do this. What's their ilui? What's their elevation? To help a person achieve this special kedusha, this special bonding, this ultimate bonding with Hashem, making kiddush Hashem. Hashem put away the ore that he created in Cheshire to make gracious. Zayel Shonam, keep it sure, ore shagonzu akharish barkul, the tzadikim, somach, they're not having use of the ore. Shinamar ore tzadikim yismach. It's not for Rishon to use, it's for tzadikim. So you don't want to have a shear in the Avodas Hashem of Yaakov Avinu. So we have the earliest statement, Or Tzadikim Yismach, and then the Eben of Yaakov Avinu. He took them around all the trees in Gan Eden, which were wood to eat. Look how beautiful this world is. For you to benefit from, to recognize Hashem. Praise Hashem, to thank Hashem, to feel gratitude to Hashem. Thank that which was the Chalkel, the Tachrivus of Lami. If you mess it up, so we have a problem. Klola Shel Dabar, general rule. Ha'odim on Liver Babur Matzov Bolam Azeh, Ela Babur Matzov Bolam Abar. Ela, you can't avoid Olam Azeh. Not only can you avoid it, but this is where you're determining when your Olam Abar is going to be. Elisha Al ken pits of Amorik al Chameinos Rukonim Lebracha Rabban Kulam Besignu Nechor in one style. Ramdamim Olam Azel Lebokim Uzmar Hachavana. This is where you prepare for Shabbos. Olam Abed, Olam Abol, Olam Hamnucha, Achilas Hamnucha Kfar. Umasha Omer Olam Azel Dom Le Prozor, Umasha Ksati Leyel, Hayom La Asosim Lebokha Le Kabul Schorom, Mishu Torah Meir of Shabbos, Yelcham Le Shabbos, Olam Azel Dom Le Yafoshim, Olam Abol Le Yom, Chaylu Rabbi Mazel Haderech, that is cosmic. And now to stop the Amazon. Any questions? No? Either I put everybody to sleep or I explained it very clearly.
The Avonim of the Yaakov.
Yeah.
How is that an example of that? Just the fact that they came together.
Because they were created to help the tzaddik, and if this is what he had to do now, so they want to be a part of that. They find their Eloi, their Tikkun, when they help the tzaddik reach his madrega. That's how objects reach the purpose for which they were created. So each one wanted to be a piece of that action. Okay, yeah?
Yeah.